Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be here for you. If you are listening in your home, look, it's a crazy time out there, man. I know interest rates are going down, but it's challenging. It can be challenging to sell your home and get the most money for it. But that's what the Live Love team does anyway. They've been through the ups and downs of the real estate market in the last 15, 20 years. They've seen it all. And so they know how to navigate any condition and help you still make the most money for your home. But you got to reach out, SoldToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200, another way you can reach out and directly. Whether it's Jennifer Carstensen, April Darnell, whoever it is at that hard-working team, they got folks speak Spanish, folks that speak Mandarin. They're going to all be great for you. This team's been great, has been for a while now, and the key has been that they've gotten it done in every market. They've been successful. They do it by getting you into a better situation, and the referrals are good. If you've got great recommendations, right, because folks have had great experiences, well, that's the way you can grow your business, and that's what Jennifer Carstensen has done. If you're a renter, that rent's just going to keep going up, 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 up. Start getting some equity and get yourself in a good situation. And she's only, if it's good for you, then it's good for her, not the other way around. 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. Typically on Monday around these times, I pull out my old Big Green Egg, my trustworthy Big Green Egg. I pat out some burgers like I used to do at the Memphis Country Club, but I season these differently. I season these with respect. Let's do respect burgers. That's sizzle on the grill. Mm-hmm. I love that. Grilled live. That's why we do it right here live. We serve them to you hot and fresh. Last week, it was the Memphis rushing offense, Memphis Tigers run game that got the respect burger, as we've continued to be impressed by this Memphis offense, and that continued to put on a good show, whether it was Brendan Lewis, whether it was the team rolling up 191 rushing yards, continued to do that in a 45-7 win over Tulsa. This time, though, the respect burger goes over to the defensive side. Jordan Hankins, the defensive coordinator over at Memphis. This is something we've chronicled as well. I want more folks in tune and talking about it, because the improvement is it's really coming into focus that this is real. And especially if you look at where the Tigers were 2 years ago when they hired Jordan Hankins, 111th in the country in defense there now. We said it their first hour. If you missed, file this one away. 50th in the country of defense. 50th, Jason, is that good? Yeah, when you were 111th 2 years ago and you were 80th last season. This is I use 50th. This ranking is the SP Plus ranking that we use to measure offensive, defensive, and efficiency with your special teams. Sort of my go-to. Some look at it as the Ken Pomeroy. John would say the Bart Torvik. Others have other numbers, but I think, again, this SP Plus has been something where, you know, it's been a, I don't want to use the word Bible, but it's been a go-to and typically has, you know, it's been a strong measure of efficiency, and the teams at the top usually end up coming out the best. So Memphis continues to rise, and it's really been, because here's the crazy thing, and I've said a version of this for a while now, but I want to make it clear. Tim Kramsey and this offense, they've been a top 12 offense for the last 3 years. They've done it different ways, and it's been amazing to see this Memphis offense be 11th and come right in rankings-wise with the two previous Seth Hennigan offense that were completely different. But this defense, so the offense has stayed where it's been the last couple of years, and that's impressive in its own right to be doing it with Brendan Lewis. But the defense, like I said, this growth the last 2 years, Hankins getting settled in now and knowing what he wants, right? Knowing what he needs from a transfer portal standpoint, from the kinds of guys he needs to play this defense. He was always, and the Tigers have continued to do it, able to create turnovers, but could you be physical enough up front? Could you do that in addition to creating the chaos? Because a lot of times you're trying to create chaos, boy, you give up something easy off the backhand, over the top, whatever else. So, again, you can't be, you know, you better pick your spots. And I just think they've done a fantastic job. Again, four turnovers they forced in this Tulsa game, and they continue to win those turnover battles. The quarterback, Kirk Francis, 20 of 34 for just 175 yards, the touchdown, and three interceptions. Dating back, this was up from Memphis over, dating back to a win over UAB back in 2023, Memphis has forced at least one turnover in 22 of its last 26 games. You're talking about 50 takeaways in that stretch. And so, again, the credit goes to Jordan Hankins, Ryan Silverfield as well, for identifying, hey, this is who I want. Remember, the Matt Barnes era did not go well. And you've sort of been looking for this. Here's the other part. Memphis at 50, this would represent the best so far, best or most efficient Memphis defense that he's had. The best ranking Ryan's had on the defensive side in his 6 years is 52nd in his very first year. It's kind of been a drop-off since then. You've averaged 80. So we've now sort of decorated both sides, and I think equally now, in a way that's appropriate. But the Memphis defense continues to be just as much of a story to their 6-0 start as this offense has. And so shout out to Jordan Hankins and everybody that's doing it on the defensive side. All right, moving along. We mentioned this game, but want to give it specifically. I'm not sure we mentioned the play. I don't know that we broke that down. But want to give a respect burger to Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. Beat the Eagles 21-17. We mentioned 18 fourth-quarter points in doing so, had trailed by 14 points going in the fourth quarter. And, of course, you hand the Eagles their first loss. Payton moved past a guy he used to work for, Bill Parcells, and getting that win. It's 173rd of his NFL career. Payton, the longtime New Orleans coach, obviously won a Super Bowl down there with Drew Brees. He's now tied for, I thought this was interesting, 14th on the career wins list. The 173 wins are tied with Jeff Fisher and John Harbaugh for 14th all-time, like we said. Here's the thing. Only Andy Reid, and there's one more. I'm going to quiz you. You should get this. Only Andy Reid and one more man have more among active coaches. What active coaches, other than Andy Reid, just one more, would have more wins in this case than Sean Payton? Go.
Pete Carroll.
No. Good guess. That's a good guess. That's a really good guess, because I don't know why that hadn't registered to me. It's another man. Oh, obviously, it's another man.
Mike Tomlin.
Bingo. Brad, can we give him a ding? It does not. This dude.
He's locked in.
He's pretty much an NFL expert.
He is. I mean, he knows the third quarterback on every roster.
He'd give you a second, third string quarterback. You're not going to throw him off with any trivia.
And if
he
doesn't get it right, stump him.
And even the guess of Pete Carroll was a great guess. I'd like to know where he is. Now you got me wondering where Pete is on the list.
Yeah, he's got to be up there.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's got to be up there. This is 14th, tied for 14th. And again, he passed his man, Bill Parcells, who, he was under Parcells with the Cowboys, Sean Payton was. That's how far back they go. And so in getting that win, he passes Bill Parcells. But how about the going for two, man?
Yeah.
And deciding to go up. You do that on the road, don't you, John?
Yep, you do.
Now, where was the last time we were talking about that and I brought up the rule and you said we should have gone for two?
It was
Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When you're on the road, you do it. Now, I don't know that everybody does it, but Sean Payton, clearly a man who I just think in some way he wills this stuff. You know, whether it's getting Bo Nix to buy in and do what he wants, or now having one of the best defenses in the NFL. We said that coming in the season. I think they're rounding into that clearly. Man, Sean Payton comes and cleans it up. And I thought he'd be able to work with Russell Wilson. Jason Fitz told me I was wrong on that. There is no working with Russell Wilson. And now he's doing it with Bo Nix. And so it is. Sean Payton's an unbelievably great coach. And he continues to move up the career wins list, in this case handing a team that we had sort of crowned in the NFC, Philadelphia Eagles, handing them a defeat at their place. All right, next receiver.
By the way, Pete Carroll, 171.
There you go. Well, thank you for that. He's just behind him then.
Yeah, so how many does Sean have?
We said 174, I believe, is what we said.
All right, and you got Harbaugh at 173, right?
173 is the tie. Okay, tied, yeah. 173, Harbaugh and Jeff Fisher, yes.
Okay, yeah.
And so, what is Carroll's number again?
171.
I will program that to memory, 171.
So he was literally right there. He's literally, I don't know if he'll get it.
If y'all folks had beat the Bears like you were supposed to.
I don't know if we're going to get it this
year. Pete Carroll be right there.
You know, here's, like, do you think Andy Reid probably can't get to Shula, can he? He's 275, Shula's 328. He'd be 276 if he wins tonight. That'd be what? That's too many years.
No, is it?
I mean, it's 50 wins, almost.
Yeah.
No, it's more than that. It's like 54 wins.
Probably is too much.
I mean, if you average 10 a year.
I was going to say, if he could get it to 11 a year.
I mean,
but it's still going to be
5 years. Yeah. And how old is he? I mean, he's 67. It's possible. It'd be like.
I don't see him doing anything else, though, do you?
No, I mean,
like, I kind of see him as the guy that will.
No, but he's. I don't want this to happen, but he's very fat. So health could be a problem.
Only you would bring that up.
No, I mean, if we're going to sort of map out the odds for this, odds of health problems could.
It could factor in.
You know, he's not a Harbaugh.
Yeah.
You know, so I think if he was a little slimmer, maybe I'd feel more comfortable with it. Although, again, like what Pete Carroll's got to be in his mid-70s, right? But he's fit and trim. He's 74.
I mean, guy runs up and down sideline.
Yeah. And even sprint. He's like, golly, man, what happened to you? You know, I mean, you ain't the same guy where we saw in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
We got sold a bill of goods. I call him Auto Pin Pete. You know,
instead of the
presidential portrait of Biden, you know, it's just the pin.
John.
You know, that's what I'm going to put up for.
Let's not lump him in there.
He has turned on this team so quickly this year. He was so excited.
Some are saying that Pete Carroll was a Russell Wilson in his prime merchant.
I've heard that comp too.
That before Russell Wilson got drafted in the third round, they were on like, what was that dude's name? Matt Flynn or something. And, like, he saved Pete's career. And then, like, he just made him look like he was so much better as a head coach. And, you know, you look around and you're like, it is these quarterbacks,
well, that,
bro.
Well, that defense, too.
The defense was damn good, too. You're right. It was both. But Bill Belichick is a joke.
He's having a hard time right now.
We said it from the get-go.
He's a joke, man.
I hope North Carolina fans are happy, the ones that tried to say, this is not a joke.
Doesn't end well.
I don't think my opinion of a coach has changed more in the course of a career than my opinion about Bill Belichick as a coach.
Dude, here's the thing. This is a crazy take, you know. I think he could be fine if not for the gal.
Oh, you think the girl is the problem?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she's not helping.
I think this could go
she's
a lot
not
better.
Helping.
Like the whole balloons after the season opening loss at the press conference. Like, you've made it more of a joke.
Yep.
And he's so loyal and committed to the.
Brutal.
It's just you're distracted. You clearly are distracted.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably.
You're clearly
I'm just
distracted.
Saying. I think there might still be. It'd look a lot better, or at least a little sharper and less like a joke.
What a mess.
If he was a little bit more committed to the.
It's embarrassing.
To his
for everybody
job
involved.
At this point.
Yeah. It's embarrassing for his family. It's embarrassing for the University of North
Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, is that a disrespect, dog? Because I have one more respect.
Yeah, one more. Go ahead. I got disrespect, dog.
It's a little bit more off the beaten path. I won't go on too long about it because I want you to read the story over at commercialappeal.com. But DeMichael Cole did a story about the She Got Game League. And a lot of the women in this league, I know because I remember covering as a preps reporter for the Commercial Appeal. But what it is, it's a league for women. Also, young ladies who, these adult women who play in the She Got Game League coach the younger crews, elementary school students in some cases. They coach them during the days or before their games. But it's all together to give more opportunities for women because Cecilia Newman, the commissioner of the league, noted everything in Memphis about the men and the boys.
Yep.
You know, especially when it comes to basketball. That's what all J&J always talking about. I mean, let's be honest. That's what mainstream media, and especially in basketball-crazy Memphis, talks mostly about. But we don't talk about the rich history, the talent level as much that we've got when it comes to the women's game here, going all the way back to a woman that Newman reached out to in trying to help grow this league, Ashley Shields, who also has been a big part of helping grow the league. They have now expanded this. This is why I really, you know, something that started just as an idea for Celia Newman to stay in shape, maybe get a few women out, maybe get some opportunities, keep them in shape for overseas, whatever else. They've now grown this league to several cities: Nashville, Little Rock, Arkansas, Denver, Jackson, Jackson, Mississippi, and to Dallas. Houston and Chicago, according to Michael, have been host cities as well. But the point is, the thing is growing. And it's all out of this, born from the idea of Miss Newman in this case. She now serves as the commissioner of the entire league and makes stops in on the other cities. And it's a great thing that they're doing. Newman is 38. She's from Dyersburg. She moved. You talk about everybody sort of having a path and a purpose, and you never know where that road's going to go. She moved to Memphis in 2015 to help her mother, who was battling cancer. And she had torn up her knees in college while playing at Bethel University. Just wanted to get back, stay in shape, again, present an opportunity for some other folks. And this thing has grown to an opportunity, not just for folks her age wanting to stay in shape, pros, again, staying in shape before going overseas. And now they're pouring in to the young ladies, the girls here in Memphis, in terms of a way to, you know, again, develop their games and grow the game on the women's side. So, beautiful thing. It's the She Got Game League. You can read more about it over at commercialappeal.com. Shout out to DeMichael for doing the story off the beaten path. Again, so easy for us to be focused on the men, whether it's the Grizzlies, whether it's the Tigers. Loved that story and loved even more the success it's become on Celia Newman's watch.
Yeah, well said. And I hate to go from that to what I'm about to do. But I think this weekend should have been a lesson to everybody out there that you should never take things at face value, because oftentimes they are not as they seem. And it's interesting how the Kyren Lacy and Mark Sanchez story, despite being completely different, taking place in different parts of the world, different times, these two men have nothing to do with each other, how intertwined I think they actually are. And the message here is just wait. Just wait. That, you know, your first thought, and this is sort of the curse of the internet, right, is that we react live, we react raw to things that happen in real time, and everything sort of is at our fingertips. But what we don't maybe think about sometimes is, are we getting the full picture? Do we know the full truth? Do we know really what happened? In the case of Kyren Lacy, what a tragedy that is, because this young man, you know, took his own life after he was accused of causing an accident that led to the death of another man. Video has since shown, the attorney has found evidence in a video, file that shows that Kyren Lacy was in fact almost an entire football field behind the accident when it happened. He had nothing to do with the accident, but he was essentially framed. I don't know if it was by the police department or the city or whatever the case may be, but he went on to take his own life, and I can only imagine that being falsely accused in that way without any recourse had to be a contributing factor. I can't say that it was the only factor, but it had to be a contributing factor. And everybody was so quick to get online and talk about how bad of a person Kyren Lacy was for doing this. They couldn't wait to get online and point out touchdown celebrations where, you know, he was shooting a gun and say, this kid was a bad kid, he was a bad person, and of course he did this. Of course, you know, he caused an accident. Mark Sanchez, over the weekend, is out in Indianapolis. He's in Indianapolis calling the Colts and Raiders game. And there is a report that comes out that he was stabbed. And that's all we know, is that there was a report about Mark Sanchez being stabbed. And what was the reaction almost unanimously? What was the reaction almost universally when the news report came out that Mark Sanchez had been stabbed in Indianapolis? I'll read you a few. Emmanuel Acho, trying not to freak out, but praying fervently for Mark's healing, praying for his wife's peace in the midst of this chaos, and praying for his whole family. Mark is one of the greatest men you will ever know. Kevin Nagandi from ESPN said, asking all of you for your prayers. Mark Sanchez is one of the kindest people you will meet. He's family to many who know him. Adam Schefter, in fact, initially reported this as a robbery. He went so far as to say it was a robbery. And as time passed, and as we learned more about the story, it turns out that Mark Sanchez, in fact, according to many of these NFL media members, one of the kindest people you will ever meet, he was the aggressor. He had gotten intoxicated in downtown Indianapolis. He got into a fight with a delivery driver, a 69-year-old delivery driver. He was telling the delivery driver that he was not allowed to park in some alley. It led to a physical confrontation. Mark Sanchez got pepper sprayed, continued to be the aggressor and fight this man. And then the 69-year-old man stabbed Mark Sanchez in self-defense. And after all of this, it was Mark Sanchez, in fact, who was charged with many different crimes, including a felony charge of battery. And no accountability. No accountability in the same way that there was no accountability for the people who trashed the character of Kyren Lacy. despite not having the full picture and despite not waiting for the full picture.
Yeah.
To me, these are crimes of the same ilk. It's you couldn't wait to trash Kyren Lacy for being all these things, and you couldn't wait to paint Mark Sanchez as a saint, right? And I'm wondering why. And I'm wondering why that is. And I'm wondering why there's been no accountability from Adam Schefter, of all people, whose burden of responsibility should be higher than anybody's, because he has the platform and millions of followers that he has, that he somehow went with robbery, despite I don't think anybody else even said that. I don't think there was a police report that said that. I don't think there was a statement that said that. He just, I guess, assumed it was a robbery, because why else would Mark Sanchez have ever been stabbed? He's the kindest person that you'll ever meet. Dan Dagas, don't even get me started on that whisker biscuit bald-headed bitch, because the first thing that he did was blame black people. The first thing that he did, and I was so conflicted about him, I swear to God, because if anybody needs to be called out on a human level for the things they do and their behavior, it is his ass. But I didn't want to amplify his trash-ass message, because that only helps him in the end. So I'm sitting here at a crossroads. I'm like, do I call this guy out on my platform for the things that he says? Because ultimately, it's just going to lead to more engagement and more benefits for him. Do I sit on my hands and not talk about this message? But the truth is, Dan Dagas has been fired from every decent job he's ever had. There's a reason why he's on OutKick. It's the last bastion of conservative, absolute racist trope that will pay him. And so he's carte blanche there. He's Teflon there. Nothing I can do will change that. We know what the message is from that place. So that's the only place that would ever. He's been fired from calling games. He's been fired from The Fan. He's been fired from the other piddly radio station that employed him once upon a time. So it was beneath me, quite frankly, to do that. But I think what we need to do for Adam Schefter, for Kevin Negandhi, for Emmanuel Acho, and certainly for Whisker Biscuit Dan Dockage, and honestly, he's not even going to do it. So it's pointless for me to even waste my breath on this. But you should wait for the entire picture, whether it's about Kyren Lacy or it's Mark Sanchez. Until all the details come out, you weren't there, you don't know. You should never assume. You should never assume, because in one case, it may have cost the man his life because of all the mental trauma and things that he went through as a result of that character assassination.
Yeah.
And in the other, you look like a jackass for trying to paint Mark Sanchez to be this patron saint. He was the aggressor! So there needs to be accountability in reporting from Adam Schefter, from all these NFL media members, Dan Orlovsky. You couldn't wait to lick the boots of Mark Sanchez. You couldn't wait to glaze him. But I don't know if I'm a good person or not, but I can tell you that I've been drunk a lot, and I've never in my entire life gotten into a fist fight and attacked a delivery driver because he's parking in an alley that doesn't even belong to me. A space doesn't even belong. I don't think that's the behavior of a good person. And so if you guys are under the impression that that's what he is, I think you need to jostle the good person radar a little bit, because I don't think a good person would behave like that. Anyway, disrespect dog to all you people out there, all you media members out there who judge Kyren Lacy, who trash Kyren Lacy, Jack Mack from Barstool, absolutely awful, despicable behavior, and a disrespect dog to all you people who couldn't wait because maybe Mark Sanchez isn't, quote-unquote, a person of color, that you couldn't wait to glaze him and hold him up as this saint when he was the one who was responsible. It's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. Jeff Cogg is up next. Who they want? Who they want? Yeah, buddy. It's Jeff Cogg, Kins, columnist for the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Cogg and Show, joins us every single Monday, and he joins us now. How sweet a feeling, right? Memphis football back in the AP Top 25. It's really nice to see, and in season too, it hits a little different when it's in season.
There's no question in season is better. I mean, in season is, and let's be honest, after the season, you can say, oh, the final poll, we were right. One of the top 25 teams, right? But the truth of the matter is, you know that reflects and includes bowl games where teams, you know, didn't try, you know, for various reasons, or didn't have full rosters, or whatever else. I mean, the truth of the matter is, sometimes when you see lists of Ryan's big wins, the bowl games are included, and I've never considered those big wins, right? I mean, they're just, relatively speaking, they're just not as big as the in-season ones. I did ask today, and I think the answer is probably no, but I asked today, has it ever been better than this, like right now? And the argument would be, only team of the country 6-0, ranked in the top 25, longest winning streak in the country, and unlike other times it's been glorious, there's actually a path, a very clear, unmistakable path to get to the playoff, which we've never had before. So I don't think it's I don't think I'd actually say it's never been better than this. I mean, I went to the Cotton Bowl. I was there on game day. I think it has been better than this, but it's pretty damn good.
What's been the most impressive part of it to you? Because I think there's a couple, there's a few different choices here. Maybe even we're getting more choices as it goes on. What's just been most impressive about this to you?
Oh, first of all, the running attack, you know, we say people like a high flying passing attack and whatever else and whatnot, but the relentlessness of the running attack is, it's just something you feel like will be there every week. And, you know, Brandon Lewis gives you just a totally different ability here. And it's something that Gabe talks about. He's an old offensive lineman, obviously, as the kind of plays you can run. And so, and I think it's consistent with, honestly, who Ryan's always wanted to be. So that's one. And then the fact that they're just taking care of business. Like, there's been a lot of, like, in the end, some of the losses in the past years have come in the context of seasons where they've also been a lot of narrow escapes, you know? And so maybe the losses weren't that surprising when you think that, yeah, whereas here, I mean, they're just demolishing people and they're getting better. Like, we were worried about the what was the passing attack going to look like at the start of the year. Like, and yet as the year evolves, now you got a 100-yard receiver and one of the best catches you'll ever see on a given Saturday. So, I don't know. To me, it's the relentlessness of it, and the fact that they're taking no prisoners. And Ryan even said after the game, he said, "We don't give a damn about being bowl eligible."
And I love that. I love that.
Rather than trumpeting, "Hey, we've won 10 in a row," like there is not a sense of "told you so," which you hear from occasional fans. There's a sense of none of this matters because we have much bigger game we're after, right? And 100%. So. I think that's impressive.
Yeah.
Well said.
It is. It's been a I think it also speaks to how different, how unlocked your college offense can be when you have a quarterback that runs. Like I work. He leaves the game now once a game. So like I do worry about that for Memphis, yeah, like over the course of a season. But to me, that's sort of been the biggest, I think, revelation is like, because Memphis hasn't had a guy like that maybe ever. I mean, Paxton Lynch.
Well, I mean, they did back in the day.
Like, yeah, I mean, back in the day. I mean, yeah, but like modern era. Yeah.
In the recent vintage, Maurice Avery played quarterback once. And
we love Mo. We love Mo. But yes.
But it is interesting to think we've had this, you know, between Paxton and Riley and Brady and Seth. They've all been cut from the, you know, They're pocket guys, right? That's what they are. Now, Paxton could run a little bit, whatever, but they're pocket throwers, right? And so it's sort of interesting to think how someday he, you know, Brandon Lewis will be perceived relative to those guys. It's such, so different. Everything about it's different. It's based on 1 year, right? And so he's not going to have this long history. And so much of it will be, well, if he throws three picks against South Florida, you know, and they lose, he'll clearly be thought about one way. If he leads them to the playoff, you know, he will be, you know, I'm not going to say it's Derrick Rose territory, but it'll be thought of in a completely different way, right? And so, and it's like, would you for this team, and maybe it's unfair to even try to answer this question, would you rather have any of those other quarterbacks for this team? Or literally, can you make an argument that you just assume or prefer to have Brandon Lewis for this team?
Yeah.
I'd rather have him. I think he opens up the run game. Yeah. What he did against Arkansas made it easier for Sutton Smith to do what he did, taking some of that beating. I just think that, right, having to be concerned about Brandon Lewis running, it makes it easier for your other running back. So I think he's the right guy for this team, like the way you're putting it.
It's interesting, though, because you can also, like, if Paxton Lynch had been the quarterback against Arkansas, would he have hit some first half passes that they would have won a different way? It doesn't really matter. Maybe. This is what they have, right? And so
different kind of runner, though, on Paxton, right? I mean, I think even Jones.
Oh no, yeah. The throwing. I mean, he would have beaten him.
Yes, he would have.
If they had beaten Arkansas, it would have been because Paxton was throwing the ball, right? That would have been. So, but the point is that let's be honest. Because of his one loss record, it was easy to be skeptical, you know, and he has been, you know, everything you could want. Now, you know, through two picks and in games against South Florida, could that make a difference? Yeah, that could make a difference, right? And so, but I don't know, like they keep getting better. The turnovers happen all the time. Like it doesn't feel like any kind of fluke or accident. The second half defense has been absolutely tremendous. Yep. Like I said, the passing attack feels like it's getting better. And, you know, I do think, I mean, we were looking at it. If South Florida could be undefeated.
I'm glad you're going here. I was listening to you and Jeffrey's discussion on this. John and I have touched on it too. I'm glad. I know right where you're going. I'm glad you're doing it.
The thought is obviously game day.
Yes.
And so
yes.
South Florida has North Texas, and that's going to be tricky, right? And, but Memphis doesn't have a particularly, you know, hard path. They're going to buy in UAB, I think, right? And
yep.
So,
yep.
So if you could have, and right now South Florida is 24, Memphis is 23. So they keep winning. They're both going to be ranked. And you're looking at the weekend when South Florida is coming in here. And if you look at the other games, obviously Memphis and South Florida, as big as it is for Memphis and South Florida, it's not a massive national game. And and compared to what could be there, it's not, but then you look at the alternatives. Well, one of the games that where they could do is Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Well, they were just in Oklahoma.
They've been to Oklahoma.
For the Michigan game.
Yep.
But, like, in some ways, Ole Miss can lose between now and then, you know? And so I don't want to root against our friends in Oxford, but that would make it easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt, I think, plays Missouri maybe that weekend. Like, that could be one where you could go to Vanderbilt if Vanderbilt doesn't lose again, right? And Missouri's undefeated. But you look at that weekend, it's actually pretty thin.
Yeah.
And you can 100% see a situation where the most compelling game and the most compelling obvious place to be would be back on Beale Street. And as much fun as they had on Beale Street, I would think that they would be happy to come again. It was one of the – I mean, you know, there's been lots of great game days, but it was truly one of the great game days. And so, you know, maybe that's something that that they would do again. It's something to at least dream about, you know.
Yeah, it is. It'd be – and that was one of the most, like, surreal Memphis sports days ever.
It wasn't just us. ESPN, those folks were saying at the time how great it was.
I still think about that Reese Davis opener
with
that sky cam over Beale just kind of panning, and you're seeing this. Now, we'd have the National Guard cameo in this one.
That would be even better. You'd have the National Guard, you know. We'd have the National Guard keeping everybody safe.
Yeah, Beale looked.
Bring people downtown, you know. We're going to ball in on Beale and game day on Beale?
No, there was nobody on Beale the last TikTok I saw. I was like, the idea was like for people to feel safe to go to Beale, not completely desert it. But
well, that's another topic.
Is it another topic or is it the topic?
It's in terms of that day, by the way. Like
good
pick. It's hard to compare to like Memphis beating UCLA, right? That was, but there is something like that was a great day in Memphis beating UCLA when they went to the championship game. But there is something about when the great day happens actually in your city, right? You know what I mean? There is something. I would absolutely put it up in the top three Memphis moments I have had is that game and that day.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, the Tennessee basketball game was great fun, but they lost. You know, this was the game day was a better day than 1-2. I don't think it's particularly close. And so it was, now, could you recapture that? Would it be as, you know, there was a certain first time quality, a bedlam to it. But I do think, cause everyone remembers how much fun it was. If they missed out last time, they're going to want to be here this time. Like, I think it would be equal bedlam. Yeah. Terrific.
How concerned are you real quick, Jeff, about the, cause you got it right there at the end of your show, you and Jeffrey did, about John Morant. How concerned are you? How concerned should we be about John Morant and his ankle?
I mean, it's such a blow, you know.
It is.
It's just
is.
It's such a blow. It's like, well, what do you have to do? You know, and who knows? Like, maybe it won't be any big deal. I mean, last year was the shoulder. It wasn't the ankle. But a year was the year before that. It was 2 years. Like, he's had an ankle before. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be anything. It's just we are so scarred. And you're already going in without Zach. And you're, you know, already going in without Brandon. And now, literally, the biggest question of the entire season is, can Josh stay healthy? And we have an answer before the first preseason game? No. Like, symbolically, it's a hell of a psychological blow. Yeah. Whether it means anything, hopefully this is one that, you know, hopefully he'll be ready by the opener. Week to week does leave wiggle room for him to be ready to play in the opener.
Hey, stay safe out there, man.
And thanks for coming Friday, bye. Jeff. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I might, wouldn't have missed it.
All right, thanks, Jeff. If Jeff ever, and I hope this doesn't happen, but if Jeff ever got stabbed, I would say he's a great man. He's a great family man. That's what I'd say.
Is it possible that Sanchez is a good dude?
Man,
I know. That's a longer conversation, maybe one day.
I think that's one you're going to have to bring up at the sermon.
I'm just saying that.
Great example for you.
I ain't trying to.
Because I don't know.
I ain't trying to excuse it.
Because I don't know. I don't know. I kind
of. I sure been full of that oil and done some stupid. Now, I ain't stat to your point.
He ain't never beat up no damn delivery driver, bro. 70-year-old delivery driver.
But I just wonder if good people can make bad mistakes and do bad things. And I'm not suggesting that.
You know, that is the question of life.
Because again, you don't have to be that for the rest of your life, right?
We're supposed to be a society that forgives. But
dude, I thought what you said was spot on. What you said about the and comparing the two cases, was spot on, and we needed to hear it.
Well,
so
I appreciate.
Don't get me wrong.
No, but I mean, what you're saying is like, if I'm being like an objective and fair person, then I think like we can have that discussion. But it's just we're running out of time today.
No, I get it.
We'll have to move to tomorrow.
Yeah, it says about a lot what you said. Your state of how we cover these things and approach these things, I think, was the key.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's possible that Mark Sanchez just had a lot of people fooled. Like, you know, in your interaction.
Absolutely,
you know,
possible.
You know, so
yeah, those folks are walking around.
But I think, you know, you need to always think about those things before you tweet. That's all I would say.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on Monday. Jason and John, on your
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The only thing better than a double Sonic Smasher is a free large drink with it. Download the Sonic app, and that's how you'll get the perfect pairing, that delicious double Sonic Smasher with a free large drink. And those large drinks from Sonic just hit different, man. Just a different level of a refreshment. You know, I don't know if it's like the ice or what it is in those, you know, in those taps over there at Sonic, man, but they're doing something different. You can get the double Sonic Smasher, the corn dogs, the vanilla trick-or-treat blast, obviously in time for Halloween. Download the Sonic app, though, to make sure you're getting all the deals. Everybody in the family is going to love Sonic. It's America's drive-in.
Yep. Get the app so you can get the free large drink with the Sonic Smasher. As John said, we want you to take advantage of the deals. You got to have the app to take advantage of the deals. And then I'd ask you a question. Are you man? Are you woman enough to handle the triple Sonic Smasher? Triple. Three patties made with Angus beef, seasoned, smashed, and seared. Crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle. It's then layered with three slices of melted American cheese. I don't know if you knew that it was three slices. It's not just one to go between those three patties. Doesn't it sound good? Tangy Smasher sauce, crinkle-cut pickles, diced onions, three patties. Are you man or woman enough to handle it? Make sure you download the app, Live Free, Eat Sonic. Could y'all handle the triple?
I don't know, man.
Right now. that ad.
Brad sat up in his seat.
I'm fixing to go to Sonic after the show.
There we go. We need everybody
a visceral reaction.
Amen, gentlemen.
Please support our sponsors. They keep us on air.
You know, hit that joint over in Winchester.
Yeah, it's the one I usually hit. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's just the way we do things around here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Sonic. It's nice to be able to promote something that you genuinely love and have loved since you were a kid. I love those kinds of things. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Full circle life.
Yes, sir.
What if you'd have told that 8-year-old John, as he's going to Sonic across the street from St. Michael's after a soccer game, getting that grilled cheese, that one day you, son, will be promoting this restaurant for a radio station?
Natural.
That little guy wouldn't have been able to handle a triple, let me tell you that.
I mean, it's just an amazing, it's an amazing thing.
I don't think I can do triple. I can do the double. I do double.
I'll tell you, it takes a real man or woman to handle that.
You got
to
be man or woman. There's
take it all down.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So make sure you get over to Sonic and show love. Monday Night Football tonight.
Mm. Slick, good one.
Really good one. Kansas City on the road at Jacksonville. Kansas City sitting around as a 3.5-point favorite. You know, listen, I don't have a bet on this. I think I'm not going to be able to resist by the end of it.
Sounds like it.
Betting KC, I just know myself. You know what I mean? I just know who I am.
We know you.
But I honestly, you know, that hook is a little scary. Mm. That hook's a little scary. And Trevor historically has played the Chiefs pretty well. I mean, it's a good offense. Etienne's having a good year. You know, at some point you think Travis Hunter's going to have a game.
Well.
But I don't know.
Let him play defense. Stop with the offensive stuff.
Yeah.
Set it from the get-go.
And tell your son to stop trying to trade him to me then. All right? Because he keeps dangling Travis Hunter at me, and it's starting to feel like an insult.
I get it.
You know?
He's desperate at this point.
Antonio Gibson, former Tiger, unfortunately tore his ACL out for the year.
Lord!
Oh.
Yeah. So, sad sight there in New England. Calvin Austin also out still with that shoulder injury, although my sources tell me that it's nothing broken nor fractured.
That's good.
So hopefully he's back sooner than later. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show today. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason and John, we're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.